It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fall and winter fertilizer. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll have a lingering 10% chance of showers today and cool temperatures at 63, warming to 68 tomorrow. Right now, sunny and 45 downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 8 o'clock, and this is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. The cleanup continues from a big windstorm.
Severe Utah weather.
It knocked down trees and power lines all across northern Utah.
The tree came down hours later onto our home.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene in Centerville with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, most of Davis County is still reeling after yesterday's massive windstorm. In some cities, like here in Centerville, the cleanup effort hasn't even really started yet. Police Chief Paul Child says their main focus so far has been making sure that residents can just get around.
Our goal yesterday was try to get as much of the transportation corridors open that we could. We were limited on that with the fact that there were so many power lines down.
Specifically, he says 18 power lines went down in the storm, and some of those, like here at 4th East and 10th North, are still blocking traffic. Now, in terms of cleanup, they're asking residents to help officials by doing damage assessments and giving them a better idea of where the big problem areas might be. Now, complicating matters a little bit is the fact that most residents are still without power, and they could be for a while, although it sounds like a small area on the city's north side has their lights back on this morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Power crews say they are moving as fast as they can as they work to restore the over 100,000 connections to homes and businesses in Utah that are currently without power.
Part of this restoration that makes it so difficult, you can imagine, it's backyard by backyard. We have to go in, remove trees, maybe replace a line, replace a pole, and that's slow going.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall told us earlier this morning that some of these outages will continue through today. A few may even last until tomorrow.
Salt Lake City, Davis, Weber, and Ogden school districts will be shut down again today. In other districts, only a few schools will be closed. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmes has more.
No classes today at Weber State University. Classes are canceled until at least noon at Westminster College. The University of Utah is operating normally today. In Granite District, Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools will be closed because of power outages. Canyons District says three of its schools are also closed today: Albion Middle School, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. Both the Cache and the Logan School District say power has been restored to their schools, and they will be operating today. St. Joseph Catholic School in Ogden, Ascent Academy in Farmington, Layton Christian Academy, and Ogden Preparatory Academy are closed today. Syracuse Arts Academy will be open. Dan Balmes, KSL News Radio.
In South Salt Lake, a couple says they're lucky to be alive this morning after an 8-foot-long tree branch came crashing through their roof and landed on the bed where they were sleeping.
The size of that and how heavy that, you know, piece of wood that was laying across the bed is, you just have to feel lucky.
Steve Aiton says if the branch had come down just a couple feet to the right, someone could have died.
Over the next couple days, a lot of Utahns are going to be digging out their insurance policies to see what coverage they have for wind damage. KSL TV's Matt Gephardt reports all Utah homeowners' policies cover wind and storm damage.
Let's talk about one important thing that insurance does not cover. That is, if a tree topples, your own personal tree topples in your yard, if you need to have that sawed up, you need to have that hauled away to the landfill, that is the kind of thing insurance will not cover.
Matt says comprehensive car insurance will also cover damage from the storm, but liability-only policies will not.
Coming up on our special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News at 8:15, we'll check in live with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik in Centerville, which was hit especially hard yesterday.
At 8:25, Sean Michael Lyle will tally the damage from Denver, which got whacked by the same storm yesterday. And at 8:45, we'll have more from our conversation this morning with Rocky Mountain Power Spencer Hall.
About a quick look at the weather now with Grant Wayman. The wild winds will continue into today, but not nearly as strong.
And we get our summer back here, even though we had the very cold storm that made it feel like it was late November. You know, we're back to September weather here. It's going to warm up to near 80 or warmer for the weekend with lots of sunshine. So not only good weather to enjoy, but I'm sure there's a lot of work to get done. We've got good weather for folks to get out and get things done as it warms up.
It'll be warm during the day, cold at night this weekend. Our lows will be in the high 40s to mid 50s.
Coming up on KSL, a record-breaking California wildfire season continues.
And we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
Delays have cleared on I-15, but we've got some city street slowdowns still affecting people. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:05.
Think you know the story? Think again. 93% believe it's important for our leaders to bring people together. America's actually very united.
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
For anyone with a mental health issue, today is not going to be another day. Today will be a battle, a war within that person. That's why the need for Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital is greater now than ever. Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital recognizes the many different faces of mental illness. For some, it's the demon of substance abuse. For others, the daily life of dealing with severe sexual trauma. With so many different issues, such as anxiety, depression, and thoughts of suicide, it's good to know one resource is ready to care for it all. No referral from a physician or emergency room is necessary, and walk-ins are always welcome. They accept most major insurances, and there's free mental health assessments offered 24/7. For anyone with a mental health issue, today is not just another day. But having Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital can make it better. Today, every day. Begin online at slbh.org. slbh.org.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The PRCA Extreme Bull Finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bulls and great bull riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRadio.com. That's UteStampedeRadio.com. Get your tickets now.
Well, if you're just joining us this morning, Salt Lake City, Davis, Weber, and Ogden school districts will be shut down again today. Some of those schools still without power. Matter of fact, there's over 100,000 Utahns without power this morning. We're keeping an eye on all of that for you here on KSL.
More than 2 million acres of California have burned. KSL's top national stories this hour now with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, dozens more people trapped by the Creek Fire in the Sierras east of Fresno, California, were rescued by helicopter yesterday. It was hard for hikers and rescuers to find each other.
We're trying to get off our hiking trail and get down to the resort, and you don't know where the fire's really at. All you see is a bunch of, you know, smoke.
Meanwhile, to the north, much of Medford, Oregon, now under evacuation orders as fire moves in on that city of 82,000. The Senate due to vote on a slimmed-down stimulus bill tomorrow, with Democrats saying it doesn't go nearly far enough. Senator Patrick Leahy says Senate Leader Mitch McConnell knows it won't pass.
It appears all he wants is a show vote.
But McConnell asked to pass items of agreement first, then argue items of disagreement later. Phase 3 trials of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine on hold after a British volunteer had a severe reaction. Researchers at Oxford University say it's just temporary to find out what happened. And police chiefs in Rochester, New York, and Dallas, Texas are the latest to announce resignations in the wake of ongoing demonstrations. In Dallas, Pastor Freddie Haynes supported Chief Renee Hall, the first black female to lead the department.
She understood that the system needed to be corrected.
Chiefs across the country complain they're not being supported by their city leaders. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
It's 8:09 and time again for Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Leaves aren't even moving on the trees downtown, Andy, and we've got lots of sunshine this morning. That's a bit different.
It is, and it's better for drivers, too. We haven't had any delays yet, really, this morning on I-15, other than some minor slowing as you get on the freeway in Sandy, but that's cleared out right now. 5600 West had a lot of slowing through West Valley over the 201 freeway, and we got a report of a crash. Don't see this going to be causing a lot of delay, but for some people, 500 West at about 3600 South. Eric?
No repeat from yesterday on Foothill Drive, and that's good news. I-80 northbound looks good on Foothill all the way up to the University of Utah, and the 215 eastbound also in good shape for northbounders. In Utah County, I-15, no problems, 20 minutes from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We do have gusty winds still in Weber and Davis County, not as bad as yesterday. And right now there are no delays on I-15 or Legacy Parkway, either northbound or southbound. We do have a little bit of congestion City Street in Ogden and some on US, but that could be due to some dark traffic lights. You have to treat those as a four-way stop. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And are we done with this wind? Let's check the forecast now. Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds today. It's going to stay cool, but at least the wind's starting to fade down. Not as strong. 63 the high. And then partly cloudy. Slim chance of showers tomorrow. 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny downtown this hour. 45 degrees.
Our John Wojcik has been covering this crazy storm for the last, 24 hours, really. Let's check in with him and get an in-depth report coming up on KSL News Radio.
We will do that next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along and joining us on this Wednesday morning. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Utah Community Credit Union is doing something really fun with you and your family. Kids of all ages, kids, teens, everybody in between, asking you to submit an entry to their 2020 Be Money Smart Short Film Competition, where five people will win $1,000 each plus another $1,000 donated to your favorite charity.
So that's $10,000 total. Does your family need $1,000? Do you need $1,000? If so, grab your camera and get creative. Here's the topic. The topic is why UCCU's online and mobile banking technology is awesome. It is so awesome. This is not going to be a hard thing for you to do. And the only requirement is, you know, it's got to qualify for a G rating. So,
yeah.
You know, don't get too carried away.
You do have to be 18 or still attending high school to be eligible to enter the 2020 Be Money Smart Short Film Competition. Other than that, just feel free to make any kind of short film. They don't care if it's fiction, nonfiction, science fiction, animation. They're actually looking forward to it, and I'm hopeful, Amanda, that they'll actually let us look at some of the entries.
I'm sure they will.
The deadline is October 15th, so you've got about a month to do this.
Enjoy yourself. It's something for the whole family. Find out more at uccu.com. Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
Don't miss the gigantic three-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Millions in piano inventory from across the country must be sold. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new and used inventory, including grands, uprights, and digitals from Yamaha, Clavinova, and other top-name brands. It's all happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, only at the Piano Gallery in Murray.
As the sun rises on a cool, crisp morning, you hear the whistling of wings as the birds make their first move. You know you're ready. You hear a faint whisper of, "Flock on the left," and the world seems to stop. Until you hear the words, "Take 'em." Be successful on your next adventure with top brands and gear at the Shields Hunt Sale. Going on now. Shields, right there with you. In-store and online at shields.com.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
The entire show, we're talking about the cleanup efforts after the windstorm. What do you do with all that debris in your front yard? Who pays for this cleanup? And when will the power be back on? We're going in-depth, wall-to-wall, from 9 a.m. to 11 on the Dave and Dijanovic Show.
KSL News Time, 8:15. Here are the three things you need to know about KSL News Radio storm coverage coming up later today. First, have you noticed a lot of damage in cemeteries from yesterday's storm? David Dujanovic did, and they'll find out who will have to pay for that cleanup coming up at 10:35 this morning.
Second, if you're curious about filing an insurance claim on your home or car because of the storm, you'll want to listen to Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry during the 1 o'clock hour this afternoon.
Third, Rocky Mountain Power still has about 110,000 power outages to repair this morning. Check back during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news to find out how much work may be left.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A request from the mayor of Madera County, California.
Pray for those firefighters and for those families that have been affected so much by this wildfire.
Thousands of people displaced from that town north of Fresno by a raging wildfire, one of 200 burning through the West. 2.5 million acres charred in California this year alone. ABC's Ginger Z is there.
We have well surpassed the most ever burned to date in a single year, and today could be worse because we've got these gusts, which we've already seen, about 40 miles per hour in some of the mountain passes. Those red flag warnings, the high wind advisories go all the way to the coast, so Los Angeles and even the beaches included in some of those high wind spots. We could see gusts to 55 right here in the mountains.
Drug maker AstraZeneca has halted its COVID-19 vaccine trials after someone who had been given the immunization developed a serious side effect. On Tuesday, 8 pharmaceutical companies joined AstraZeneca in promising that safety will be a top priority in vaccine development. New concern across the country, though, as students head back to college campuses and COVID numbers go up. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is at NYU.
College communities grappling with the influx of COVID clusters across campuses. The Mississippi governor now fearing a possible super spreader stemming from a Labor Day block party near Jackson University. The state's health department reporting 18 and 19-year-olds are leading in COVID cases. Some institutions are vowing to crack down. West Virginia University backtracking their in-person classes after several parties were reported last weekend.
The police chief of Rochester, New York, Laurent Singletary, has announced suddenly this week he is resigning amid protests surrounding the police-involved death of Daniel Prude last March.
The mayor says Chief Singletary will remain in charge of the police department through the end of the month as the city figures out the next steps. During yesterday's press briefing, the mayor didn't take any questions, saying at the time she didn't have any answers.
ABC's Trevor Alton, Rochester. All of the Rochester Police Department's command unit also stepping aside. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go in depth now on the windstorm that hit northern Utah yesterday. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has been covering this windstorm for the past 24 hours.
He joins us live now in Centerville, where the cleanup is just beginning. What do you see this morning there, John?
Yeah, Amanda, the cleanup effort is definitely still going on. So this is 24 hours after most of Davis County was encountering hurricane force winds. It uprooted hundreds of trees, it knocked down dozens of power lines, and of course it inflicted all the costly damage that officials haven't even tried to attach a price tag to yet. Now, if you fast forward to this morning, most of the carnage left behind is still out in plain sight. Centerville Police Chief Paul Child says there's not much you can do in the middle of a storm.
We don't have a good handle on the damage estimates yet. Yesterday was all about response, and today is probably going to be about cleanup.
And there's a lot of cleanup, according to him. The main focus is addressing all of the down power lines. He says 18 went down in the storm yesterday, and some are still blocking traffic, like where I'm at near 4th East and 10th North. For all the trees down and other debris, they're going to need some help, according to him.
We're going to be asking our residents to help us in doing damage assessments and giving us an idea on how much damage we're looking at.
And in terms of power, he says almost every resident was without it yesterday and into the night. He's hoping that starts to change sometime this morning.
I'm sure we do have a little bit. Part of the town that's been restored on the north end of town, but you're talking 5,000-6,000 homes that were out of power.
Now, it should be noted that Mayor Clark Wilkinson has issued a state of emergency for the city in an effort to expedite the resources necessary for that cleanup. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
All right, John, I was just going to jump in and ask you one quick question. It's probably tough to tell this time of the morning, but how much of the cleanup is being done by the individuals themselves, and do you see much effort on the part of the city?
It's a little back and forth between the two, Tim. I mean, definitely there's people in their front yard that are trying to haul branches away and stuff like that. It seems like the main effort right now from the city officials, whether that be Public Works or the police department, is the down power lines, because that's the type of stuff they have to handle themselves. In terms of tree branches, stuff like that, it's a lot of residents, but of course the really big trees that were totally uprooted, I mean, that's going to have to be an effort between both the citizens and also Public Works and some other departments.
Yeah.
A lot of work going on. We appreciate your reports, John. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik for us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. Right now, 8:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And for that, we head back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, some delays still remaining on 56 West near 21st South, but that's clearing out for most of the Salt Lake Valley. City streets have thinned out considerably in volume. I-15 already back to the speed limit now from Draper to downtown. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County right now. I-15 in great shape from Santa Quinn Payson all the way through American Fork and Lehigh. For the major feeders getting over to the freeway, Highway 6 and Spanish Fork in good shape, as well as Lehigh's Main Street Pioneer crossing Timpanogos Highway in the north part of the county. They're all looking good. Heather?
We have a crash in Ogden. This is on 30th Street. It's westbound. The right lane is blocked. It looks like cars are getting out around it on the left lane heading towards Wall Avenue, but the crash is actually at Lincoln Street on 30th Street. So just use caution there. We also have good speeds on I-15 and Legacy Parkway. So overall, a pretty good drive throughout Weber and Davis County, but you will encounter some gusty winds. Protect your roof from the damage winter inflicts and ice dams that form when the first snowfall hits. Visit WasatchHeatCable.com. That's WasatchHeatCable.com, and be prepared. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Maybe two more days and things start to warm up to the weekend.
Winds fading down today, clouds and cool, still breezy and 63 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slim chance of showers and 68. Then we get our summer back here. Sunshine on Friday, we're up to 78. Pleasant looking weekend. Sunshine 83 Saturday, 86 Sunday and sun. And then it gets even hotter next week. Monday 89 and sunshine 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, 45 degrees.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
And the news is sponsored by Net Worth Advisory Group. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group for a free consultation. Call today.
The Fall RV Show at the Mountain America Expo Center has been canceled this year. But right now, Motorsportsland is offering show pricing on all in-stock inventory, plus free admission. If you're shopping for an RV, you know firsthand that availability has been scarce throughout the country. But Motorsportsland is receiving many new trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers every day, all at show pricing to save you thousands. With cooler temperatures, fewer crowds, and reduced school schedules, this fall is perfect for creating family memories that will last a lifetime. Even in crazy times, you should never pay more than a dealer's advertised price with fake fees like freight, prep, or an RV orientation. Instead, come to Motorsportsland, where our low, upfront prices already include these items.
It's time to find new adventure and make exciting memories by letting Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Looks like we got the wind, but others got the weather. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, while Utah was hit by hurricane-force winds yesterday, the same system brought an unheard-of amount of snow to Colorado for the first week of September. The Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs had 5 inches on the ground. To the south and Rye, totals near 10 inches. Boulder saw 5 inches, 2.5 in Fort Collins, with 1 inch of snow at Denver International Airport. One thing we did have in common from the unusual weather, a lot of downed trees and broken branches. Arborist Patrick O'Meara tells KDVR the trees love the moisture, but...
It's unfortunate that it's in the form of snow because we have so many leaves on there that I think that we're going to have a lot of surface area that gathers that snow.
And that broke the branches. This happened just days after Denver tied a record for the most 90-degree days in a year with 73. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
That was quite the memorable storm yesterday for the Mountain West. Many people here are comparing it to a windstorm we experienced in December of 2011. That storm was stronger, but this one was bigger.
A National Weather Service meteorologist in Salt Lake says the top speed of the 2011 windstorm was 102 miles an hour. Now, Tuesday morning...
They made it up to 99 miles an hour. It's only 3 miles an hour different. This one's a lot more widespread in the Salt Lake area in particular.
Christina Cruz says this one affected a much larger area next to 2011's being focused in Davis County. And this one was a weirder event considering it's not even fall.
You need really cold air coming from Wyoming and from the Great Plains. And that's typically difficult to do in early September.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you're back. Let's see how the markets are doing. Looks like they are intent on getting back some of the losses from the last few days. The Dow now up almost 450 points. Matter of fact, it just jumped above that. That is 1.5%. The S&P is up 64, closing in on 2 full percentage points. And the NASDAQ is up over 2%, or 246 points this hour.
Coming up in just a moment, another look at your morning commute and the weather forecast. I think the worst of the windstorm is over. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then... get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
829. Let's get another peek at how the roads are doing this morning with Triple Team Traffic. It's brought to you, as always, by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Back in the traffic center, Andy Farnsworth.
I-15 continues to look good through the Salt Lake Valley, as does I-80 out of Tooele. Earlier backups on Bangor and 5600 West have now cleared out at the 21st South Freeway. And I haven't seen any new crashes pop up on the city streets in Salt Lake County for a little while. Eric?
Good news this morning compared to yesterday on Foothill Drive heading from I-80 up to the university. Just have a little bit of slowdowns between 1700 South and Sunnyside, but nothing compared to yesterday. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, rolling along at normal speeds. Heather?
We're still dealing with a crash in Ogden on 30th Street. It's heading west right at Lincoln Avenue. You continue west toward Wall Avenue and is causing a little bit of backup in the area. The right lane is blocked, but cars are still getting by on the left lane. And no real delays on I-15 or Legacy Parkway. Haven't had that all morning long, but you have to deal with power outages and traffic lights not working. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And what's going on with this forecast for today? Grant, back over to you.
Clouds cool today. At least the winds, stronger winds fading down from those canyon areas. Remaining breezy but cool. 63 tomorrow, partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers. And 68, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's still on the cool side, 45 degrees.
And a much better drive today than we dealt with yesterday by far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
The worst of that windstorm is over, but you can expect to see some gusty winds today.
KSL TV meteorologist Grant Wayman says 24 hours ago, we had hurricane force winds reported across northern Utah.
We're not going to expect that today, and we're mainly confining today's winds to just Davis and southern Weber. So into the afternoon hours, we think these winds subside to maybe around 30 miles an hour. Into the evening, one more time where we do expect the winds that could go in the 50 mile an hour plus winds. However, as you can see here, it's just mainly confined to Davis County, and 50 miles an hour, you know, definitely a lot more tolerable than 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. So again, that's the takeaway. The damaging wind's done. We're still going to get some gusty winds around 50 miles an hour. Davis County, elsewhere, it's going to remain fairly quiet.
Grant's complete seven-day forecast is coming up at 8:50 on Utah's Morning News.
And the cleanup has begun in Centerville, which was hit particularly hard yesterday. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene there to continue our special hour of coverage. John?
Yeah, Tim, most of Davis County is still reeling after yesterday's massive windstorm, and in some cities, like here in Centerville, the cleanup effort has barely even started. Police Chief Paul Child says their main focus so far has been making sure the residents can just get around.
Our goal yesterday was try to get as much of the transportation corridors open that we could. We were limited on that with the fact that there were so many power lines down.
Specifically, he says 18 power lines went down in the storm, and some of those, like here at 4th East and 10th North, are still blocking traffic. Now, in terms of cleanup, they're asking residents to help out by doing damage assessments and giving them a better idea of where the big problem areas might be. Now, complicating matters a little bit is the fact that most residents are still without power, and they could be for a while, although it does sound like a small area on the city's north side does have their lights back on. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 100,000 homes and businesses in Utah are without power this morning.
Some of these outages are going to continue through the day and a few of them into Thursday. Think of that and keep that in mind so that this restoration effort doesn't take you by surprise.
We'll get more from Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall coming up at 8:45 as part of our special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Looks like Weber State University will be shut down again today, and four public school districts, Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, and Ogden, will be closed for a second day. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our live team coverage.
The University of Utah is open again today. Westminster College has canceled classes until noon. Granite School District has added to the list of schools that will be closed today, and it now includes Wasatch Junior High, Crestview, Farnsworth, Cottonwood, William Penn, and Rosecrest Elementary Schools. Earlier today, Granite said Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools would be closed because of power outages. In the Canyons District, Albion Middle, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary will be closed. Cache and Logan School Districts say power has been restored to their schools, and they will be operating today. St. Joseph Catholic School in Ogden, Ascent Academy in Farmington, Layton Christian Academy, and Ogden Preparatory Academy are closed today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A South Salt Lake family says they were woken up by a light hitting the floor. Steve Ayton says that light was knocked to the floor by an 8-foot-long tree branch that smashed through their roof and landed on the bed where he and his wife were sleeping.
It's just a house, you know. Got my family, got my kids, got my grandkids. That's what life's been all about.
Steve has already fixed the hole. He says if that branch had come down just a couple of feet to the right of where it did, someone may have been killed.
Ooh. If your home or car's been damaged during this storm, how much is it going to cost you to repair those damages depends on a lot of the type of insurance you have.
If you have a $100,000 home and you have a 1.5% deductible, then that's a $1,500 deductible, where if you just had a $1,000 deductible, it's a $1,000 deductible.
Insurance agent Bill Penton says if you have a comprehensive automobile policy, after you pay your deductible, your vehicle is covered. But if you have liability-only coverage, you're on your own to pay for those repairs.
The effort to clear roads and unblock driveways in the Rose Park area on the west side of Salt Lake City is bringing a community together, even though many don't know one another.
I think community is really, really important. Like, it's something that can't be bought or sold. It has to be built.
Eric Anderson says 2020 has been a divisive year, but seeing that people still care enough to help out at a time like this has been positive.
Coming up on KSL, the wildfire situation getting worse in California.
And Triple Team traffic.
Good speeds on our freeways right now, and wind not really a factor. And it looks like they've even got some intersection lights fixed that weren't working earlier this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Hi, Doug Wright, and here's something you don't want to put off. You don't want to procrastinate and delay, because Intellibed is having their incredible Labor Day sale. It is underway right now, and you can save $500 off any Intellibed King or Queen from their Legacy or their Signature collections. Along with that, you'll get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's valued at up to $1,900. When you put those two numbers together, up to a $2,400 savings right now. It's the Labor Day sale, and it's only at the Intellibed stores. Located in Fashion Place, University Place next to P.F. Chang's in Orem, and in Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. This is the bed we've had in our home, not only in our master bedroom, but in our guest room now for years. We love the Intellibed. The gel matrix has you sleeping firm and soft at the same time. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. It's underway right now at Intellibed.
Just want to remind everybody that as we wrap up our special hour of coverage on the aftermath of the winds yesterday, Dave and Dujanovic at the top of the hour, Dave and Debbie, going to be asking more questions about when you can expect both some physical and some financial help.
It's a record setter in a state plagued by wildfires. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. A record 2 million acres plus has burned as 24 wildfires burn from top to bottom in California. The Creek Fire in Fresno County forcing helicopters to return yesterday to rescue more trapped hikers.
We deemed it necessary to get them out. And we did do that safely.
Major wildfires also are burning in Oregon and Washington. The White House set to announce more withdrawals of U.S. troops from Iraq today. U.S. contingent set to go from 5,600 to 3,000 this month, according to reports. Homeland Security says Russia is spreading disinformation about Democrat candidate Joe Biden's mental health, focusing on gaffes during speeches.
A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison.
The report issued yesterday says proxy websites are among the efforts to diminish confidence in Biden ahead of the November election. And the Academy Awards will be implementing diversity standards for Best Picture nominations. At least one leading role and 30% of secondary roles must be from underrepresented groups, actor Jeffrey Tambor.
You're not hip to the change. There's going to be the cry of the dinosaur.
New rules apply beginning in 2024. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 8:39. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
And we're looking good through the Salt Lake Valley again on all of the freeways. We do have a new City Street crash, but it's near 4100 South and 4500 South and 4100 West in West Valley. But that's the only crash on the city streets that might affect you. Everything looking much more calm now than it was earlier. Eric?
Going out to the mountains, no problems on I-80 to Park City and U.S. 189 through Provo Canyon out to Heber City. Dry roads in both cases. I-15, Utah County, that's at normal speeds this morning. We're looking at 20 minutes from Provo's University Avenue to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
We also have normal speeds through Weber Davis County. That's on I-15, I-84, and Legacy Parkway. U.S. 89 and really... not a whole lot of delay, but there is a little bit of congestion still in Fruit Heights. That's heading south on U.S. 89. And crews still dealing with a crash in Ogden. This is on 30th Street heading west at Lincoln Avenue. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray this Friday and Saturday for the Yamaha Factory Authorized Piano Sale. Doors open Friday 10 to 7 and Saturday 10 to 6. The Piano Gallery in Murray. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. A nice fall-like day in your forecast today, according to Grant.
Wow, what a day yesterday. We still had some strong winds in the overnight in the canyon areas. Finally, those canyon winds calming down. It'll still be breezy, but cloudy and cool. The high temperature, only 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Could even see a stray shower in 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting to warm up out there now, 46 degrees.
We know a lot of you still have your power out, and our hearts go out to you. We want you to know that Rocky Mountain Power is working as fast as they can. We'll hear more from Spencer Hall, their spokesperson. He joined us earlier this morning. We'll share with you what he had to say about their progress and what you can expect. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Important information coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for waking up with us on this Wednesday. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The sun is shining and the mountains are calling. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And with the outdoors beckoning, Alpine is having the biggest outdoor sale of the year. I think we can all agree that now more than ever, it's important that we stay active and keep moving. That's why we're offering $125 off any of our portable oxygen concentrators. These concentrators are game changers. They're lightweight, compact, and battery operated, and easily carried in your backpack for a hike with your dog, picnic with the kids, or a simple walk around the park. If you're not needing oxygen, we thought of you too. When you spend $500 in cash at Alpine Home Medical on a lift chair or scooter, we'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. What a great way to relax after a day outdoors. To find a store near you, visit our brand new website at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
AlpineHomeMedical.com.
Google review from Anne. Whipple Service Champions advertised a water heater flush for $39, so I set up an appointment. In the meantime, a toilet developed a leak, so I was ready for that emergency. When Royal from Whipple arrived, he started by flushing the water heater. Turned out my old plumbing wasn't up to code and the water pressure was a problem too. Next, the leaking toilet, which also didn't flush well, he was able to simply replace the toilet on the spot. Got the water pressure issue resolved. New toilet plus free input on installing the shower all in one day. One satisfied customer here. Thanks, Ann. See what Ann saw with a $39 water heater flush. Or a Gerber Viper toilet, $299 installed. Furnace or AC tune-ups, just $44. $100 off any repair of $300 or more. Free furnace or AC replacement estimate. $55 drain cleaning, $350 off electrical meter or an electrical panel replacement. Call now.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
There's a special bond between people and their pets.
One that's built during playtime, chore time, cuddle time, and of course, lots of meal times. That's why IFA Country Stores carries all the best food for all kinds of pets. Whether they're a part of your lifestyle, a part of your livelihood, or a part of your family. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
The entire show, we're talking about the cleanup efforts after the windstorm. What do you do with all that debris in your front yard? Who pays for this cleanup? And when will the power be back on? We're going in-depth, wall-to-wall, from 9 a.m. to 11 on the Dave and Dijanovic Show.
Great to hear, as always, from so many of you on that side of the radio on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. When you can, reach out to us at 575-00. KSL News Time, 844. Here are some of the things you need to know about KSL News Radio storm coverage coming up later today. First, Dave Noriega will be in Davis County later this morning from 9 to 11. Dave and Dijanovic have a special 2 hours of programming on the damage and the cleanup.
Second, if your home or car was damaged, then you'll want to check out Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Lee will talk about filing insurance claims after the storm.
And third, will Jeff Kaplan be back today? We're not sure. Jeff got stuck in Wyoming because of the storm yesterday. Find out if he made it home and his adventures along the way beginning at 3 o'clock. That's coming up this afternoon.
KSL's top national stories.
Over 200 wildfires are now burning from Washington State down through Southern California. About ABC's Alex Stone with more on the wind that sent flames into the heart of Medford, Oregon early this morning.
Overnight in Medford, the orange glow of homes in the city burning. Over 80,000 people evacuated. Today, commanders saying at least 600 homes have been destroyed, and that number will likely go up once they can get in and get a good count. The fire that went racing through Medford is now at least 3,000 acres and 0% contained.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he is sticking with his projection that a safe and effective COVID vaccine will be ready by early 2021. He also says it is routine for late-stage vaccine trials to be put on hold because of side effects. That's what happened to AstraZeneca in Oxford. Sending mixed signals in the wake of the pandemic, the Labor Department says U.S. job postings rose to more than 6.5 million in July as employers advertised more jobs but hired fewer workers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Over 100,000 homes and businesses along the Wasatch Front are still without power this morning following round two of this windstorm.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall joined us in studio this morning to talk about the difficulties crews are facing while trying to turn the power back on.
We're the power company in six different western states. We had storms all the way from Oregon all the way to Wyoming. In Wyoming, they had wildfires battling snowstorms that ended up with 8 inches of snow. Mm. So just a 40-year storm. It was something that caused damage all across the area, and usually we pull crews from different parts of our service territory, and in this case, everybody was working on their local communities. So we were able to pull some crews from southern Utah. We've got people working, but we need people to be prepared. Some of these outages are going to continue through the day and a few of them into Thursday. So if you have any kind of a situation where you need to be thinking about your medical condition or anything that would be something that you need to be prepared for, think of that and keep that in mind so that this restoration effort doesn't take you by surprise.
And it seems to me, Spencer, that when you have a storm that also brings down power lines, is that not of particular concern to you and everyone on your team?
Absolutely. And part of this restoration that makes it so difficult, you can imagine it's backyard by backyard. We have to go in, remove trees, maybe replace a line, replace a pole, and that's slow going. But you're right. In the meantime, I was at Liberty Park yesterday. There's lines down. Mm. Kids are playing. I mean, it looks like a playground. Everyone likes to go to the park. Everyone likes to get out. Trees were down, and lines were hidden in some places, and I saw children playing. I had to go over and tell them, you know, to stay away. Luckily, they were de-energized. But we need to remind each other and remind kids who may not know some of these things that they absolutely need to stay away. Another thing is letting your pets play. Sometimes people are out walking their dog or in the backyard. They let their animals get out. It's dangerous for the animals, too. So something to think about as we're cleaning up. Today's going to be a big day for cleanup. Everybody's going to be out. It's going to be a day to be safe. Don't climb up on a tree with a chainsaw going. Think about safety as you're trying to clean up your backyard.
We've reported there's still over 100,000 that are without power. Is that close?
Yeah, that's about right. 100,000 customers. And that number isn't going to – it's going to just get – chopped away today as they go through. They start at the substation and they move out and try to restore as many as they can. But like I say, it's going to be backyard by backyard today.
So stay with KS on News Radio. We'll continue to report as power is turned back on in neighborhoods around the state of Utah. That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
8:49, right on the button. Time for us to see another or get another look at how the roads are doing this morning with Triple Team Traffic. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Let's start to wind this thing down in there, Andy.
All right, Tim, got a crash looking at on Van Winkle Expressway right as it comes up on the 9th East intersection. It's blocking the right turn lane that would put you on to 900 East. For those of you just going through the intersection and going to continue on till it turns into 7th East, you should be unaffected. Looks good on I-15, I-80 out of Tooele and Bangor Highway through the west side of the valley. Eric?
Small amount of slowdowns on Foothill Drive. Nothing in regards to comparisons to yesterday. But right now, you do have a little bit of brake tapping at 1700 South on Foothill as you head up towards Sunnyside. I-15 in Utah County, northbound and southbound. No problems there on the freeway. Heather?
It's accident-free on I-15, both northbound and southbound from Logan to downtown Salt Lake. You also have a really nice drive on US 89 coming off of I-84 and Legacy Parkway free and clear. Do have a little bit of congestion on some of the Ogden City streets. A lot of that is because the power is still out and traffic lights are also without power, so you have to treat those as a four-way stop. But there's also a crash on 30th Street. It's heading westbound at Lincoln Avenue. If you're building, renovating, or financing, Cypress Credit Union's home loan products, quick closing, and low fees save time and money. Visit cypresscu.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's check that forecast for the 7 days. I'm going to look ahead with Grant.
Summer weather is making a comeback here eventually, but today clouds cool, at least the strong winds fading down. And 63 tomorrow, partly cloudy, slim chance of shower 68. Then it warms up to 78 on Friday. A great looking day with sunshine. Sunny 83 on Saturday. More sunshine Sunday. We're up to 88, or rather 86. 89 high on Monday with sunshine and 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, 45 degrees.
By the way, we've just gotten word that Jeff Kaplan is back on the road in Wyoming, in case you were wondering. He got stuck in Laramie on Monday night because of the storm and left early this morning.
I'm driving literally at 3 miles an hour. It's just pure ice. I'm sandwiched between a pair of pickup trucks. You know, at some points, I'm doing 75 miles an hour, and then it slows down like this. It's a long haul. Rock Springs is probably about 20 miles westbound, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there at 2 miles an hour.
Will Jeff Kaplan be back for Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7? Find out later today on KSL News Radio.
Yeah, and if he thought being stuck in Laramie was bad, be stuck in Rock Springs. I'm just telling you, get through there if you can. Hey, at your local Xfinity store, the doors to awesome are open, and they have new healthy practices in place to help make your experience as safe as possible. They're thoroughly cleaning stores and disinfecting high-touch areas. They're also practicing social distancing and requiring everyone to wear facial coverings.
What will you find at your local Xfinity store? Xfinity Mobile, a wireless network with flexible data options and awesome savings.
No matter what brings you in, we're here to figure it out together.
Want to save time? Now you can book an appointment online at XfinityStores.com so you can come by whenever it's convenient for you.
It's just another way that Xfinity is here to make things simple, easy, and awesome.
Visit your local Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville.
Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
Enjoy the best savings of the year during Ivy Interiors Labor Day Sale, happening now. Ivy Interiors has received special manufacturer discounts that they're passing on to the public, which means that all the furniture on their showroom and all special orders will be discounted from 35 to 45% off. Now is a great time to save on quality brands like Bernhardt, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, Norwalk Upholstery, and more. The talented and experienced design team at Ivy Interiors has been helping customers throughout the Mountain West create beautiful and comfortable homes for 28 years. Come meet with one of their designers and browse their lovely 12,000 square foot showroom during their Labor Day sale. You'll be inspired by the latest trends in home fashion and enjoy the best sale prices of the year. Sale ends September 15th. Ivy Interiors, located at 3174 South Highland Drive in Salt Lake City. Also online at ivyinteriorssLC.com. Ivy Interiors, live your style.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Rio Tinto's board says they will hold a meeting to debate the future of their CEO. The company is facing growing pressure after workers destroyed an ancient Aboriginal heritage site in Australia.
KSL Drives, Volkswagen has put plans to move their U.S. headquarters to a new location near Detroit on hold. The company is not commenting on
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.